Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:40 Irish Summer Time. Today is August 16th. Well, today can really only be described as an absolute bloodbath for a number of equity markets and indeed other related markets. But there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Some of this activity is really looking quite climactic. I think the silver lining is that the S&P, having opened down over 1%, I think at one point it was down nearly 25 points, is actually up on the day. So that's leaving a really quite a big tail on the candle, but it's up 4 points on the day. But that selling, that weak close that we saw last night, fed right through into Asia, and in Australia you had that Rams story, which was that a mortgage lender wasn't able to find funding. And you had some pretty significant selling in Australia, although in Australia you also had it closing well off the lows. It was down 76 points, which is still down 1.32%, but that's considerably higher than it had been earlier in the day. The same cannot be said for a number of Asian markets. The Hang Seng was down 700 points, the Nikkei down 327 points. The Hang Seng, that was over 3%. And you had a number of chunky declines in markets like Taiwan, Korea, Singapore, and indeed India. The Sensex was down over 700 points, sorry, over 600 points, nearly 700 points. But as relative performance goes, India is still one of the better shaped up markets. And in Europe, the FTSE was down 4%, down 250 points, the CAC down 3.26%, and the DAX was down 175 points, probably the best performer of the day, but still down 2.36%. So you've had a lot of selling in here. And you'll see all those currency charts that I posted in comment of the day. They have a lot of those carry trade currencies showing pretty significant weakness. The yen has appreciated today by two full yen against the dollar. It's at 114 and a quarter right now. So you're seeing the liquidation of some carry trades, and this is particularly when you look at the New Zealand dollar and the Aussie dollar, these are very large moves. They've almost done the entire move in a single day, and they're looking quite climactic. I'm not at all sure how much further these currencies are going to weaken, although I'm sure, particularly in the New Zealand dollar's case, their government are going to be quite happy with the weakness that they've had over the last couple of weeks. Looking at the equity markets, though, because profit erosion is probably the most scary emotion that anyone can possibly endure, and David and I had two rather long conversations today. One was quite early in the morning, and one just before the US close. And from the way I describe markets to him, we are of the opinion that this action is climactic, although there is no evidence just yet that we've reached an actual low in the market. And what would characterize the low is upward dynamics, quite simply, but they would need to be held. We've seen upward dynamics already in a number of markets, but they need to be held onto. And a number of markets haven't had three consecutive days on the upside. The FTSE is a notable example. It hasn't had three consecutive days on the upside since the beginning of this decline about 6 weeks ago. So if we see three consecutive days on the upside, that will lend some confidence back to the market. The relatively strong close that we've seen today on Wall Street is going to give a degree of confidence back to the markets. Everything is looking pretty much oversold right now, and that is, and particularly in view of the fact that they have accelerated on the downside, that does point towards this being in the end game. And while we don't know whether that end is going to be tomorrow, or whether it's going to be a week or 2 weeks or a month from now, we do know, I would be very surprised, by the way, if it were a month away. But we can say that this is definitely into the end game, at least given the evidence that is in front of us right now. Now, when we look at some of these other asset classes, gold was down $25 at one point, but has rallied $10 off the low, and it's at $6.52 right now. And silver really sold off very heavily. It was over a dollar down at one point. It came down as low as 11.06 and is currently at 11.83. So that's significant tail. Now it's still down 72 cents, but that is a significant tail on the candle there. And there was obviously forced selling, a lot of liquidation of positions going on in here today. Treasuries have rallied. At one point, the 30-year was well in excess of 110. It was almost at 111, but it's at 110.06 right now. And the gilts were up in excess of a full point, as were the JGB, sorry, the bunds earlier on. But they're at 106.69 right now for the gilts and 113.5 for the JG, for the, excuse me, for the bund, excuse me. There was also significant selling pressure across industrial metals. At one point, copper was as low as 304. That's nearly $30 down on the day. And nickel down 1400, lead down 155. Soybeans was limit down for much of the day, but closed off the lows. It's at 814. So we've had a liquidation process right across asset classes, and you've had a bit of a firming in the dollar, not especially in those reserve currencies like the euro. And actually, the dollar index was down today, but you've had the dollar firming up in a lot of those lesser currencies, particularly where there is a big carry trade or interest in those currencies. Yesterday was the 15th of August, and I think David mentioned last week that if he'd heard from someone who was in the know that anyone who wanted to get a redemption from hedge funds at the end of September would need to give notice by the 15th of August. And given the decline that we saw later on in the session last night in Wall Street, maybe hedge funds, and this is hypothesis on my part, had redemption notices coming in late in the session yesterday, which forced redemptions today. That would help at least to explain the very big moves we've seen in some of these currencies. But that also points to the fact that investors are raising cash, and they can continue to raise cash, but sooner or later they're going to start putting that cash back to work. And that really will be when we get to the bottom of this market. But given the fact that we've seen Wall Street closing off the lows, the Dow Jones closed down about 15 points, nearly 16 points actually. The S&P up 4.5, and the Nasdaq down just 7. And that is against declines that were quite a bit more chunky than that earlier on in the session. So that is a ray of light, and a light I think at the end of the tunnel. And with that thought, I will leave you, and thank you very much for your time.